After 2 years in power, the Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek is facing his toughest political challenge. After a total whitewash in regional elections, his Civic Democrats are also in real danger of losing their slim majority in the Senate. With a key vote of no confidence in the government due on Wednesday, senior party figures are now beginning to publicly snipe at the Civic Democrats' leader. Jan Wellinger has the details.
So far, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek is putting a brave face on what, for his party, represents an election debacle, and he as well as others are saying that the immediate task ahead is not analysis of what went wrong, but focus, so that the Civic Democrats do better in the second round of Senate elections this weekend. But for Mr. Topolánek, the fires are growing and getting harder and harder to put out. He and a number of prominent members in the party, such as deputy party leader as well as Prague mayor Pavel Bém, have long been at odds and now calls for Mr. Bém to run against the longtime leader at the party's December Congress are increasing. But Mr. Topolánek may not even have that long. It is possible, pending the weekend results, pressure against him will mount even sooner. And on Tuesday, he wasn't helped by his former party leader, now President Václav Klaus. He commented the election results for the first time. Mr. Klaus stressed one thing was obvious, the voters' desire for change. And he made clear politicians who ignored the message did so at their peril.
Volič promluvil. A já chci dodat jenom to.
Although he didn't mention him by name, the president criticized Mr. Topolánek when he suggested that regional Civic Democrat governors defeated in the election had paid an undeservedly high price. In other words, in his view, it was the party leadership and not the regional politicians who were to blame for the Civic Democrats' poor results. That in itself is perhaps not that surprising. It is well known that over the years, very little love has been lost between the two politicians. But what is less fortunate for Mr. Topolánek is the timing. It is common knowledge that Mr. Klaus has long backed Pavel Bém, Mr. Topolánek's greatest potential rival, and others, such as defeated Central Bohemian Governor Petr Bendl, have now called openly for Mr. Bém to challenge the Prime Minister. Clearly, Mr. Topolánek will have a fight on his hands. For now, the Prime Minister is urging voters to support the Civic Democrats this weekend to answer what he called the Social Democrats' left jab with a right hook. If his push fails, it is likely to, at the very least, mean a cabinet reshuffle. It is a crucial moment for the government to be jittery, as the Czech Republic readies to take up the EU presidency. Before then, even more hurdles. The coalition government on Wednesday faces a vote of no confidence, in which independent and so-called rebel MPs have refused to say how they will vote. The chances are slim, say analysts, but not impossible, that the coalition, or its leader at the least, will not survive.
Jan Wellinger with that report. So tough times ahead for the Prime Minister, although for now